You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
We said in the first leg, Alex, that we thought Atletico would win the first leg, and we were proved right. I think we both thought that Leicester might get a goal. We thought maybe Atletico would get more than one. And the way this is shaped up for the second leg, just in the 90 minutes, is Leicester 11-4 to win the game. The draw is 11-5, and Atletico are 11-10 to qualify. Leicester 9-2, Atletico are 1-8. The Foxes' home record in the Champions League is impressive. 4 straight home wins, conceding 1 goal, scoring 6 of them. The Sevilla win was a hard-fought one, though, with luck on their side. I think you pointed that out last week when we talked about this as a complete tie. They won 2-0, but they did ride their luck somewhat. Atletico have won 28 of the UEFA competition ties when they've won the first leg, including each of the last 16. So they tend to get the job done. They've kept 7 clean sheets in the last 9 games in all competitions, conceding just 2 goals. It's no winning 3 for Leicester, but since losing to Chelsea and Man United 3-0 at home on both occasions in January and February, they've won 6 straight at home in all comps. My worry for Leicester here is that, all right, they did it against Sevilla, and we know the crowd is going to be magnificent. We know it's going to be an unbelievable night, and that may well lift the players. But for me, Atletico Madrid are a bit too long in the tooth to make a mistake here. I think they'll do a job on Leicester.
They sort of did a job on Leicester in the first leg, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
In the first few minutes, Jamie Vardy got in behind the Atleti defence. And from there on in, Atleti almost defended with a sweeper and a centre-back because no one else was attacking.
No.
So they just had to make sure that there were no gaps in behind. And that isn't doing a job as such, because there was no other attacking threat in the game, really, from Leicester. But I've got to say, I was quite impressed with Leicester.
Mm.
Because Atleti were the better side, let's make no bones about it. But their goal shouldn't have been a penalty. It was outside the box.
Yep.
And yes, Atleti deserved to win, but I was very, very keen on Atleti pre-match. I fancied them minus a goal, which of course didn't land. I think I tipped them up to win the whole thing, because I saw this as almost a buy into the next round.
Yeah.
I don't see it like that anymore. And I think it's priced up disrespectfully to Leicester, in my opinion, in the second leg.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I can see why you'd say that, because we've seen this Leicester story, haven't we? And we've said no, not this time, no, no, no. And we've kind of said that again about the reverse leg, but we were both talking about the to qualify price. You don't know what's going to happen in this home leg. But I do think that they're a bit too wily to be caught unawares. Sevilla probably got caught unawares by it. They've had the benefit of seeing one of their, you know, their compatriots fall at that hurdle, go to Leicester and fall at that hurdle. Yeah, I mean, I get what you mean. I think that, you know, I can see why people might be attracted by the 11-4, but you'll sweat for it. And when you think about Atletico, I think they'll back themselves to score a goal, Alex. And that's the killer, that's the clincher. If they score an away goal, Leicester need to get 2.
Mm. 3.
Yeah, win by 2. Sorry. Yeah, win by 2. Sorry.
I know it's. I think Leicester do it though.
Do you really?
I can't.
What?
First things first, I cannot back Atleti at 11-10 as an outright for this match. Not a hope. I think that is dreadful.
Draw.
Possibly.
Yeah. Possibly. But you've got to go 9-2 Leicester qualify then, have you? Or you just think they'll win the match?
I think if you're going to back Leicester to win the match, you probably back them to qualify. But look, markets that I liked. I like Leicester to qualify 9-2. And when I say liked, it's tentative. It's more, I don't understand why Atleti are so short. If you watched the first leg, you saw that Atleti were the better side, but not embarrassingly so.
Mm-hmm.
And away from home, Atleti are not as good as they are at home. Now, I know that you can look at Atleti's away form and go, well, hang on. The last time they lost on the road was mid-December. But they've drawn a lot of games in that time. Granted, a draw would be fine here.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not saying that a draw is beyond the realms of possibility. I just don't think Atleti go here and win. Leicester's home form has been really good, particularly since Shakespeare took over. I think I'm right in saying he's won every game at home. I'm trying to think the first game that he took over. It was.
Yeah.
It was before the Liverpool.
Yeah, there's an FA Cup game that they drew, but they won in the end.
I'm not sure if that was him anyway.
It might not have been, now.
Maybe. No, it wasn't, because the Sevilla first leg was. Anyway, Shakespeare is very good at home.
Mm-hmm.
And
very good in Stratford-upon-Avon as well.
It's solid, yeah. So I've heard. Creative.
Excellent, yeah.
13-8 Leicester draw no bet would appeal in the 90 minutes market.
Yeah.
Or even Leicester plus a goal is 7-10. you're getting towards the same price as Atleti are there. Getting towards, it's not the same.
Yeah.
You sort of, if you are looking for a shorter price to maybe put in a fourfold for the Champions League or maybe a fivefold to get the ACCA 5 up. I think I'm looking for a Pro Leicester bet.
Okay.
If nothing else, just as a price play. It wouldn't surprise me at all. And I know I put Atleti, I made a really strong case for them last week. And if you listen to this, you're going, is this the same guy? Is this the same guy that was just
he's had Easter since. You had a few, you had Easter, a few chocolate eggs.
That's true. But I think Leicester are worth a play here at a big price.
Okay. Vardy's 19-10 to score any time. Obviously been in really good nick recently in the Premier League and for his country as well. Hasn't scored many goals in the Champions League, but 19-10 for a player who does love the big occasion might be attractive to some people.
Possibly. And one stat for you. All of Atleti's away defeats this season, there haven't been loads of them, but when they have lost on the road, they've been to nil. Every single one of them in all competitions.
Interesting.
So, again, if Leicester are going to win, maybe it's to nil. And if they win to nil, well, they're to qualify at 9-2 is looking hunky-dory, isn't it?
It is indeed, yeah.
Worst-case scenario is extra time if they win to nil. So.
Yeah.
Just worth a look. It's a massive price, that 9-2. I'd have it considerably shorter, I have to say. They're going to make a good fist of this.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.